Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After some serious difficulties, with joy they brought the ark up to Zion, quote, and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. 2 Samuel 6:17. At this point, quote, the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies. Chapter 7, verse 1. Isn't it great to have a break from the busyness and be able to sit and think quietly about life? David was doing just that, and it struck him that a great inequity needed to be set right. Quote, the king said to Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. Verse 2. David was no doubt enjoying the palace the king of Tyre had constructed for him. So what was God doing, still living in a tent? It had been almost half a millennium since the ark was placed in the tabernacle at Mount Sinai, and the God who had blessed him in every way had only curtains for a home? Now, Nathan was a godly man, but it's good for godly men to check in with the Lord before giving their approval. He grasped David's inference. It was time for another project, a permanent house for the Lord. Quote, go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Verse 3. We mustn't assume that David was wrong in this desire. Here are the inspired words of Scripture. Quote, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. Psalm 132, verses 4 and 5. In fact, the Lord would later say, quote, whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. 1 Kings 8, verse 18. But sometimes, our scheme and God's schedule don't fit. So when our heart's desire doesn't mesh with heaven's design, it's time to pray, quote, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Psalm 143, verse 10.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.